are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
4 seconds left. He's got the ball. He should have it. Isaiah hangs on the ball, flips it up to the Raptors. Detroit is the city of champions again.
Detroit basketball.
What up? Welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, episode 4, Wednesday, February the 5th, and 10th times in trade season. This is your boy Matt Shook, the host of the Locked On Pistons podcast, a sports writer here in Detroit City covering the NBA for the Detroit News and Associated Press, a Pistons fan and follower my whole life, and a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade as well. Thanks for the listen. Thanks for spreading the word about the Locked On Pistons podcast. Today we're going to look ahead to tonight's game. Also recap what has happened around the league in trade season. A big four-teamer early Wednesday morning that may have happened while you were already sleeping. Looking ahead to the Phoenix Suns tonight. Also update what's going on with the Pistons trade discussions. See how the four-teamer could impact the Pistons and Andre Drummond trade possibilities. See if there's any updates on Derrick Rose. And also the Luke Kennard situation. Fluid possibly with the Suns, but also we're going to hear from you guys later on about those Luke Kennard rumors and whatever else is on your mind at the Google voicemail line. Got a couple callers to share with you, but give me a follow, by the way, on Twitter at @Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore after that. Also the Locked On Pistons Twitter account, and check us out on Facebook at Locked On Pistons Dash. Matt Shook, but the Pistons play host to Phoenix tonight at 7 p.m. at Little Caesars Arena in downtown Detroit in a game that, man, just does not matter. Although, maybe we can find a way to make it matter. Here we go. This could, first of all, be the final game of the Andre Drummond era with the Detroit Pistons, so worth the tune in for that. But with the Pistons at 18 and 34, and the Suns at 20 and 30, it's interesting to think about the draft pick ramifications, especially if the Pistons do make a deal for Luke Kennard and that first-round pick of Phoenix. So if the Pistons get both of these tips, both of these first-round picks, including their own, before tip-off, you could be rooting for a loss for both of those teams, if that's possible. So who are you rooting for as a Pistons fan? I think it's here's how I'll put it. The Pistons are going to lose a lot of games after they punt on this season, no doubt about that, which they basically already have punted, but the losses will come. Now, if Phoenix makes a trade, loses their first-round pick, then they're going to have a pretty solid end of the season. They're going to be one of the only teams out of the playoff hunt for now in the spring that's going to be trying. You have no incentive to lose in some of those scrubs versus scrubs games. They'll actually be going after it. Or worse yet, maybe the Suns get a little hot here, and especially with the boost of a possible Luke Kennard addition, maybe they climb back into the playoff race, or at least think they're in the playoff race. So this is one of those rare games the rest of this Pistons season, maybe even the last game for the rest of this Pistons season, that I'll characterize it as a must-win for the Pistons, with that assumption that the Pistons end up getting the Suns pick. No intel if the reported rumors of Elia Kobo and Javon Carter and a first-round pick to the Pistons for Luke Kennard that was reported early Tuesday morning by Woj. Nothing coming intel-wise from that over these last 24 hours since that report. So we'll see. You know, obviously oddly specific for a trade to be thrown out 24 hours before it happens and not happen, but you would think that it was almost on the verge of getting done. But now that it's not done 24 hours later, maybe there's some questions involved there. Maybe the face-to-face meeting will happen if the Phoenix Suns group is going to meet in person with the Pistons for this trip. I would assume they're staying back in Phoenix with Jeff Bauer and the crew, but maybe we'll see. But that said, bad news for the Pistons on the injury report is Derrick Rose, who may have already played his final game as a Detroit Piston. He is out tonight with the groin injury that he suffered in large part on Sunday against the Denver Nuggets. Svi Mykhailiuk also out. Both of these guys, he has hip issues as well. So that middle part of the body, the torso area there. Blake Griffin, Luke Kennard, Kyrie Thomas, all out, of course. And also Markieff Morris, who may have also played his last game as a Piston. He is questionable for tonight's game against Phoenix. For Phoenix, all sorts of guys are out as well. Former Piston Aaron Baines, Ty Jerome, the Virginia point guard, first-round pick this year. Cam Johnson, speaking of first-round picks. Tyler Johnson, who's eminently in trade possibilities because of his expiring big contract. Frank Kaminsky of Wisconsin and Dario Saric, all out for the Phoenix Suns. Obviously, Pistons fans want to keep it a close eye out on Elia Kobo, see what they think about the second-year French point guard there, and also Javon Carter, the second-year West Virginia point guard there. Both those guys could get big minutes tonight for the Phoenix Suns, who come in 2.5-point favorites against the Detroit Pistons, featuring Devin Booker, featuring DeAndre Ayton, who missed some games because of a PED suspension earlier this season. After tonight, the 3 o'clock deadline is Thursday, 3 o'clock Eastern. That's going to be tomorrow, so you'll hear about all sorts of rumors, as we know. And then playing-wise, the first post-deadline game for the Pistons is at Oklahoma City on Friday. That's an 8 o'clock game. Pistons will return home Saturday for the New York Knicks at 7 o'clock, followed by another home game against the Charlotte Hornets on Monday, and then the Orlando Magic a week from today, Wednesday. And that is it before the break for the Pistons heading into the All-Star break here. But I want to tell you guys about a little promotion contest we're running here at the network. That's right. If you guess an NBA trade exactly, you can win tickets to see your favorite NBA team. Can you predict a Woj bomb? Pre-bomb the Woj bomb. Go ahead and comment on the Instagram or Facebook or Twitter social medias for Locked On NBA Net. Comment with your NBA trade prediction. You must follow the Locked On NBA Net account on any of those platforms. Like the post as well, and then tag five of your friends in your reply, people who you think might enjoy Locked On NBA podcasts. Put your trade also in the reply, and if you win, you will have your chance to win two tickets for a home game of your favorite team. Doesn't have to necessarily be the Pistons as well. So get that in before the trade deadline. If there's multiple winners, if you got a trade that exactly happens, not including cash considerations, but players and picks, the four-teamer, 12-guy trade that just happened early on Wednesday morning, nobody had that one, so there's still a chance to get out there and win and get those in. So pre-bomb the Woj bomb. That's the way to win some tickets for your favorite NBA team. Up next, we're going to talk about the latest scuttlebutt with the Suns trade, also Andre Drummond and Derrick Rose. Anything new going on there as we preview Thursday's trade deadline? That's coming up next here on the Lockdown Pistons podcast.
Yes, sir!
All right, later on, I got some reaction from you guys about the Luke Kennard rumors. Are you happy that he might be going out of town, or are you sad that you thought he was a cornerstone for this team? We'll check in with the Google voicemail line. If you got thoughts throughout all trade deadline weekend, we're looking for content. We're looking for your impressions on what Ed Stefanski in the front office is doing. So give us a call at 810-666-1546, and we'll play your voicemail, leave your name, where you live, and what you think about what the Pistons are up to or what they're not up to, if that's the bigger concern. Again, 810-666-1546, leave a voicemail under 90 seconds or so, and we'll get you on the air. Just want to give you guys a heads up that if deals happen the rest of this week, after about 2, 3 o'clock Eastern or so, you should not expect a emergency podcast. We will have podcasts each morning, as we always do. And if there is a big trade in the early morning or late morning or very early afternoon, maybe we'll bust one out. But I've got work assignments coming up Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of this week where I will be occupied from basically 4:30 on. So, you know, any trade that happens after about 2 o'clock, probably won't have time to turn anything around. Just so you know, but you can expect, like I said, wake up and first thing in the morning will be waiting for you there in your podcast feeds. But early Wednesday morning, just before we started taping, the four-team deal was being reported by Woj of ESPN.com. The four-team deal includes the Houston Rockets, the Atlanta Hawks, the Minnesota Timberwolves, and the Denver Nuggets. The Pistons will be kind of impacted by this throughout the rest of trade deadline weekend, and we'll talk about that here in a little bit. But the details are Robert Covington, maybe one of the most sought-after players that was available this trade deadline season. He is headed to the Houston Rockets from Minnesota, along with Jordan Bell. Clint Capella, the big center, is heading to the Atlanta Hawks, along with Nene Hilario. Going to the Minnesota Timberwolves is Malik Beasley, Juan Hernan Gomez, Evan Turner, and Jared Vanderbilt. And then heading to Denver is Gerald Green, who's out for the season. Former Pistons draft pick, well, actually Charlotte Bobcats draft pick, and a pick that was traded by the Detroit Pistons. That's right, Noah Vonleh is headed to Denver along with Shabazz Napier and Bates Diop as well. Also part of the deal are a couple of draft picks that might sound familiar. One of them heading to the Minnesota Timberwolves. That is the Brooklyn Nets first-round pick from Atlanta, lottery protected. And, of course, the Denver Nuggets also getting a first-round pick for their troubles from the Houston Rockets for giving up Hernan Gomez and Malik Beasley. So that's what's going on there with those ones. Obviously, the big names being Robert Covington heading to the Houston Rockets and Clint Capella heading to the Atlanta Hawks. A lot of mix-ups with the Denver bench. They kind of got worse on the bench, so you would think that they might be a team who would be active trying to possibly shop that first-round pick for some bench help, if that's what they choose to do, as they got a little bit worse in their second unit. Minnesota gets some expiring contracts, a little bit of a lottery ticket there, and Malik Beasley and Hernan Gomez, along with the first-round pick that they get in the deal from the Brooklyn Nets. And, of course, we remember that Brooklyn Nets pick was the one rumored to be involved in an Andre Drummond possible deal to Atlanta, which seems like a long time ago at this point, doesn't it? And obviously, the Atlanta Hawks fulfilled their need for a center, picking up Clint Capella, who's on a nice contract for them that will be part of that program now going into the future as well. Tim McMahon of ESPN.com follows up reporting that Houston is not looking for a starting center. That's right, they're going to be rolling with P.J. Tucker there after the trade of Capella, although maybe that's just posturing. Woj went on to report that there's about a $12 million gap of salaries that the Houston Rockets could accept. I think they're about $5-plus million under the luxury tax. So of that $12 million, it's possible that fifth teams could be added into this deal in the next 40 or up to the deadline, or more players within the framework of these four teams could be added into that deal. So, but they'll also be looking for some backup bodies to deal with the Nikola Jokic's of the world in the playoffs. Andre Drummond doesn't seem like a fit in Houston because the contract's so big. And, of course, Atlanta gets their center. They don't have a use for Andre Drummond right now. But what it could mean for the Pistons is that Markieff Morris, who, according to Kevin O'Connor on the Ringer NBA podcast, passed along by Sean Corp. I didn't listen to that one, but Sean Corp passed it along of Detroit Bad Boys on Twitter on Tuesday. He reported or passed along the reporting that Denver and Houston were two teams that were already interested in Markieff Morris. So this trade, by the way, further increases the need for those teams to have front court help. Denver losing Hernan Gomez and Houston losing Clint Capella. So while Andre Drummond's likelihood of getting moved decreases from this four-team trade, I believe that Markieff Morris' likelihood of being traded increases because of this deal. Denver and Houston don't have a whole lot of second-round picks, but you can find those or you can give up some future ones. So Markieff Morris, like I said, the likelihood of him getting moved because of this four-time deal, I believe, increases. And that being said, Andre Drummond, that's a whole other issue right now. Chris Sheridan reported that teams like the Hornets and the Celtics are still interested in Andre Drummond. He believes that he's going to get moved before the deadline. And another team that's interested, of course, the New York Knicks, who went ahead and fired their team president on Tuesday, about 48 hours before the trade deadline. GM is now Scott Perry. Well, GM is still Scott Perry. Obviously, he'll have a little bit more power in the room. Formerly of the Pistons organization, by the way, so he's going to be running the show. So the Knicks, still a dumpster fire. Don't get it twisted. Firing your team president 2 days before the trade deadline. Again, this four-team trade, I believe, makes it unlikely that Andre Drummond is getting moved, unless it's just for expiring money and like a late second-round pick or something like that, which is something I could see the Pistons doing. It seems like they're ready to move on. It seems like some bridges have been burned. But my ultimate prediction now is that Andre Drummond does not get moved at the deadline, and I don't think it's a terrible move. I think it's going to make for an uncomfortable locker room the rest of the season. Obviously, Andre Drummond is not handling these trade rumors and his name being out there in speculation very well. He's played very poorly these last couple of weeks since the trade rumor went down. But I think that the Pistons, I do believe, as I've said all along, I think I was the original person, by the way. Everyone's claiming that they had said it all along. But even when Andre Drummond last summer said that he was going to opt out and become a free agent, I think even back then, I was the one saying, nuh-uh, I predicted he opts in. There's no way he looks around the landscape and finds better long-term deals than a $28.8 million contract for one season, and to have that be expiring in a summer in 2021 where all sorts of teams have cap room and money to burn. So I've said it all along. I think I'm the OG on that one. But anyway, what does this mean for the other players? Obviously on the block, we got Langston Galloway. is a guy who you would think that the Pistons should be interested in moving and should be able to move. Anyone who can knock down some shots and play defense is someone who could be helping playoff teams, no doubt about that. And the reminder, of course, that Zach Lowe and Christian Wood, or Zach Lowe of ESPN.com, reported that Christian Wood and Sofia Mykhailiuk on Monday were names that are out there being bandied about right now. So Derrick Rose, that's the big question mark as we go into a second straight game that Derrick Rose is going to be missing because of injury. Will that impact his status as a player on the trade block? And Rod Beard and Vince Ellis are both reporting that they think it's unlikely that Derrick Rose gets moved at the deadline. I'm not reporting anything, by the way. I'm kind of just giving my speculation on all this. I still believe that Derrick Rose gets moved because I think the front office is going to be prudent and decide that this is the time that they're going to get the best offers from him, especially from contending teams who could use his scoring off the bench in the playoffs. And I also believe that those contending teams will have some patience with getting him back on the court from whatever this injury is, and we'll give up the assets needed to make it happen. Do I think it's a first-rounder? No. Do I think it's a lottery pick that they talked about needing in this trade? Absolutely not. But I do think a package of second-round picks and maybe a centerpiece like a Zaire Smith that we talked about really for the last couple weeks, I do still believe that that trade's going to be out there, and I think that that eventually happens. Will it be two of those second-round picks, maybe one of them being the Atlanta or the New York pick this year via Philadelphia? I think that's a possibility that one of those might be in a package. Or it could be that Oklahoma City first-round pick for next year that's protected for 1 through 20 that's probably not going to convey because of that protection. And if it doesn't, then it becomes a 2022 and 2023 second-round pick. But at least the Pistons could sell to the fan base and sell to podcast hosts out there that they landed a first-round pick for Derrick Rose. And still a possibility that it could convey. We'll see if how Oklahoma City finishes the rest of the year, obviously. But that's just kind of setting the table. I think this four-team trade early morning Wednesday is one that's going to kind of get things moving along, a domino that's going to fall, and things will kind of get moving here on Wednesday as time ticks down till the 3 p.m. deadline on Thursday. Obviously, we expect most of these trades to happen on Thursday. The clock ticks down, the deadline nears, and everyone tries to scramble and make some sort of moves. But like I said, expect some things to shake up out a little bit on Wednesday and then culminate with some big moves on Thursday. So we'll see what the Pistons do. Again, we'll have an emergency podcast if we're able to get it off in time if something happens early on Wednesday. But if not, expect an early show on Thursday. Waiting for you, recapping the day and looking ahead to what should be an exciting trade deadline. Or maybe not. You know, who knows? It could be one of those dead ones. But I think this four-team deal fulfills some needs for some of the major players, some of the major teams that might be involved, but also might shake something loose on some of those minor deals that we've waited for and talked about as well. But up next, we're going to hear from you guys. Hit up the Google voicemail line, see what you have to say. That's coming up next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast, which is a proud member of the Locked On Network, your team every day.
What's up, boys? My name's John, and I believe we should get rid of Luke Kennard because right now we're obviously in a rebuilding process, and we're obviously overpaying Drummond. Blake Griffin might even retire in the next couple of years because of his injuries. So in my opinion, Luke Kennard needs to go. We need a better draft pick. We need to start over, build with Sekou, build with Bruce, build with Christian Wood, and see where that can get us. All right, see you, boys.
John checking in saying burn the whole thing down and start with the young guys, and I tend to agree. I just think the timeline with giving Luke Kennard $60 million, $50 million, $75 million, whatever it is, guessing it's some sort of, you know, at bare minimum $13 million per year, possibly going up to as many as $21, $22 million per year could be the answer, and it's going to be a tough pill to swallow when you're still trying to start to get good at that time when that extension is going to kick in. He's extension eligible this summer, and then you got his restricted rights going into the summer after that, but you never know what some team's going to throw at him. And with his knee situation with this team, do you want to throw him that extension before any other teams get a chance to bid on him? It just creates kind of a tough situation for a front office that inherited Luke Kennard, a coaching staff that inherited Luke Kennard as well. So let's hit the phones with one more call about Luke. Does this caller agree or disagree? Should Luke Kennard be moved or not? Let's hear.
This is Matt from Petoskey, Michigan. I'm calling in regards to the Luke Kennard trade rumors. I think this is a must trade right now that the Pistons must make. They have to ship him. It's the, it's basically the end of the Van Gundy era. He didn't make that many good draft picks. He didn't really make any good draft picks. And it's time, if they can get a first round pick for him, if that's the only thing that they can get for him, take it. If we got to move a piece with him, I say do it. I think it's worth the first round draft pick. If you look what Sekou has done so far with his development at 19 years old, just think what we can get a 20, 21 year old, seasoned, college veteran, a senior or something. I would take over Luke Kennard. Kennard just doesn't fit our bill right now. He's a good talent. He can make the three pointer, but I think he'd fit in great with Rubio and Booker over there. And they're saying a six man. I think that'd be a great role for him as a six man out west. But right now, we're winning without him. And let's build for the future. Let's get the first-round pick. Over and out.
Matt from Petoskey with the call. Thanks so much for that. We're not winning with him, but we're not winning without him, but we weren't winning with him either. So whatever argument you want to make can fall into that. But the team-building thing, it's a tough thing, right? Luke Kennard's certainly part of the young core as we record this podcast currently right now. But the young core changes sometimes. We can all agree that some of the older guys, the veterans with trade value, can and should be moved in most cases. But a lot of times it's tough to deal guys that you get connected to. Luke Kennard, as Matt mentioned, one of the only good draft picks from the Stan Van Gundy era. So, you know, we've kind of fell for him a little bit. I know that even with the 20-somethings out there that listen, you haven't seen a lot of good young Pistons players in your entire lives. If you don't remember the going to work era or even before that, how to build teams and how to do it with Detroit. I get it. And you've kind of connected with Luke Kennard. He's been a successful guy that you've watched his whole career. He became yours. He became a Detroit Piston, and it's tough to part with that. And we'll see if it ultimately happens. We'll see what this front office decides. But there's some talent out there. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that Elliot Kobo is a can't-miss prospect, a second-year guy out of France. I think he's a little bit further along of a point guard than maybe one would have expected for a guy with a bit of a learning curve there. A little guy, a little point guard. And then Javon Carter, maybe a little bit more useful nowadays as a young player with a little bit less of an upside, but a guy who can knock down some shots on the catch and shoot and also be a guy who's just a bulldog defender. That's what stood out to me when watching Phoenix when they were playing so well early in the season, won their first 10 games or so, is I was surprised that Javon Carter was able to get out there and play big minutes and play well and look like he was a little bit of a tone setter for that team on defense, a dog in every sense of the word. And, would it be exciting to have those types of players, those types of talents in the Pistons uniform running the point. And, of course, if they make that trade, that might be even more indication that minutes might be freed up at point guard and that a Derrick Rose deal might be forthcoming as well if they're looking for prospect after prospect after prospect. Might be more indications, too, that maybe this team isn't certainly so sold or so high on Jordan Bone as a future piece as well. But you're also collecting assets and maybe figuring it out later, having a little bit of a competition, a little bit of a see who can rise above out of those three young point guard prospects could be a possibility as well. And also throw Bruce Brown, getting some point guard minutes into that mix too. But it'll be interesting to watch. Of course, we'll keep an eye on those guys for the Phoenix Suns tonight in Detroit against the Pistons. And we'll be keeping an eye on all the trade deadline stuff as well. Give us a follow on all the social media. Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore after that is Twitter, the place where I update most frequently. And also look for any emergency podcasts we might have this week as well. Thanks for listening to the Locked On Pistons podcast. This is your host, Matt Shook, saying enjoy the game tonight. We'll be back to you tomorrow or maybe sooner with some more Locked On Pistons. Have a good one, everyone.